tomorrow's news today.
It's Thursday, August 15th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We've got one hell of a transmission lined up for you, as usual. As the world gets crazier and crazier, people are going to notice that I've not been lying to you about a thing. I've been wrong on this and that, and I wish I was wrong on everything. If you think hell's already broken loose, this has just been a small taste of what's going down. With 157 days, 23 hours, 59 minutes until Trump is inaugurated, or until we descend into Venezuela with nuclear weapons. That'll be the equivalent of what we are. Well, let me tell you what we got here for you today. He just won the big primary in Minnesota, and the numbers are neck and neck, even in their fake polls. A good chance that our good friend Royce White is going to end up being the junior senator from Minnesota, if the fraud isn't too intense, which Minnesota's bad. He's going to be popping in to talk about that and the Trump assassination and everything that's happened. We haven't talked to him in a few months. I certainly haven't talked to him since they tried to kill Trump. He's a smart guy. Look forward to having him on the broadcast. Naomi Wolf had her Twitter taken away from her. I'm sure Elon Musk isn't involved in this. We know there's still moles inside that do this, and I've been talked to high-level folks that have confirmed that. Somebody, quote, hacked in and basically deleted her newer post and sabotaged her account. She still hasn't gotten any response back from Twitter because Musk fired 80% of the employees. But by us having her on, it'll get some attention. Or if I have to, I can make some phone calls, and it'll have to go right to Elon, and he'll order somebody to restore her account. But we got to stand up for each other when this type of stuff happens. She was on, as you know, a few days ago, and it was a really powerful interview. And then, boom, she gets taken off there. She's been taken off some other social media, too. So she's popping in. Robert Barnes is going to be joining us. Great constitutional lawyer, really smart politico and historian, to talk about the political developments and the polls and the numbers and the big news. I have sources, and I'll just leave it at that, that I have contacted. And when I saw these reports yesterday, when they said, yes, that is indeed going on, and the word is that they've been told, prepare for Trump to be incarcerated at Rikers Island for 1 year. And so that's the big floating platform, famous prison, one of the nastiest in the country. So we're going to be talking about that with Robert Barnes, Drew Hernandez, and a lot more here today. That is a big deal. Also, there's lots of news reports like this one on Bloomberg. Threat of U.S. civil unrest is low, but rising, analysts find. And that ties into 1 in 5 voters and a third of Republicans believe the FBI was behind the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Andrew McCarthy, prepare for judge in New York to sentence Trump to prison September 18th, 2 months before election. He's got great sources, probably some of the same ones I have. The big news, more NATO member states officially endorse the invasion of Russia by NATO's proxy, Ukraine. That is just next level escalation. More on the pandemic being announced yesterday by the UN right on time, and a bunch of angles to that. Also, massive leak of U.S. personal information shows up to 2.7 billion records stolen. They believe every U.S. Social Security number. And that ties into a bunch of other big tech news. Google admits to censorship of Trump assassination attempt. They just said, we're going to keep doing it. J.D. Vance wants to break them up. I totally agree. They've been ruled to be a monopoly. They're a damn monopoly of the worst type. And we're going to be getting into so much more. Kamala Harris announcing official communism with price controls that every expert agrees and history shows will create first scarcity and then explosions in prices. Because you reduce the supply and there's a demand, what happens? Prices go up. And so much more happens, like quality goes down. It's all coming up.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Damn right we are. Waging war on corruption, crashing into the lies and disinformation with every ounce of energy we've got. Well, you live to see it. The open globalist coup against every nation state on earth, with America being the number one target. It is Thursday, August 15th. 2024. I am your embattled host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas in our battle-hardened redoubt of the InfoWars News Center. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to cover the waterfront here. We have huge guests coming up today, but the first thing I want to get into is Kamala Harris announcing yesterday her first economic initiative, other than massive carbon taxes and banning gas stoves and everything else that will further shut the country down and continuing all the horrible policies of Obama, which is the Biden administration. So I mean, if you want to know what things are going to look like, you already see it. But she's going to fix it once she gets in, even though she's already in. Well, she came out, we'll play the clip in a moment, and she said, we're going to have federal task forces go out and indict and arrest criminally anybody that's price gouging. Now, in a real free market system, unless there's a hurricane or something and a gas station gets caught double charging, you know, desperate people, and that's wrong, that is criminal, it really isn't going on other than government services and the taxes that just keep going up. I mean, they're the ones that are price gouging. So, this is just more of their crap, just like Biden, remember, 3.5 years ago when gas prices doubled in just 6 months under him, what they had been under Trump, from, you know, $2.30 to $4.50, $5 on average. In some places it was $8, $9, you remember. He gave speeches and said, it's the gas stations. Well, anybody that knows business knows that gas stations break even if they're successful on gas. That's why you go in there and they got hot dogs and hamburgers and pizzas and, you know, cigarettes and lottery tickets and children's toys and ice cream and playing cards, and, you know, the more they can stick in the store, that's where they make the money. And so the idea that they're going to go after all of these companies, you know, there's a reason you go in the store, and even the, you know, the bargain bacon has tripled in the last few years, and then the I love bacon, the really high quality bacon is, you know, $15 now, whereas it used to be $6. And the crappy bacon, $3. And those companies are all selling it as cheaply as they can. They're in competition with each other. That's why you go in there and you look at 15 brands of orange juice. They're almost all pretty much the same. You know, the premium brand might be 50 cents more, $1 more. The premium eggs are, you know, only $1 or $2 more. Because there's not a lot of margin, and people, when they don't have money, will not buy the products. Like, we haven't gone up on the cost of our products in years. And one reason we're having trouble operating is they're the same price, but buying the goods for the products is more. And, you know, you get smart and you find where your distributor is getting it. And you jump ahead of the actual you know, manufacturer, the creator, and you get smart and you find ways to do stuff and you trim until there's nothing left to trim. I mean, McDonald's finally this year, they hadn't gone up in price for 3-4 years. They went for, we covered it in the news. I'm not a big McDonald's guy, but you saw the article that showed all the fast food chains basically doubled prices altogether in January of this year. And so where it was $9 for a Big Mac, fries, and a Coca-Cola, now it's $19. Just boom, double, overnight. P. Terry's is a great fast food place. They actually do have, you know, organic beef and food, because I know, because I can eat it. It tastes great. I don't feel sick, because I'll be on the road sometimes. The only place to eat is like McDonald's. I eat there like once a year. I always feel like crap. Always just like, I got a tough stomach. It's like I just can't eat McDonald's or Burger King. But I can eat P. Terry's. You know, I eat it a couple times a week. Feel great. Great. Delicious. It tastes like a hamburger used to. They had to put little notes in their bags a couple times this year saying, hey, we just went up 15%. Sorry, it's the cost. We apologize. They didn't go up double like McDonald's. And I'm not trying to go off and do a hamburger review here. I'm getting hungry now. It's just that this is going on. And what's causing the increase is the fact that the dollar doesn't buy as much. And it costs everybody, from the farmers to the ranchers to the meat processors to the 18-wheelers that deliver it refrigerated, to the stores that buy the energy to keep it refrigerated, that pay the stockers and the clerks and the insurance, and just everything costs more. And so they're passing, and I know our listeners know this, but I guess I'm speaking to leftists who don't understand things. Like Chuck E. Schumer can't even cook a hamburger. That's where the increase in the cost came from. And what is the baseline of it? And Trump explained this yesterday. And it's surprising. Most people don't know this. That's why I get so upset about energy. Remember, I talk about energy and them trying to shut down coal 20 years ago. People were like, are you in the energy business? Nobody talks about this. And I would run into people that work for, you know, power company, and they go, you're damn right about it, man. It's going to get really bad. It's going to hurt the economy, because they know what it means. If you double the price, which they've basically done the last 3.5 years, of fertilizer and cut production, if you shut off pipelines and massively increase the cost of natural gas, oil, everything else, that is the basis of it. So it's just, you can print a bunch of money and do a bunch of that for a while, but if you don't have cheap energy, plant food, which is the fertilizer, and cheap fuel, diesel for the tractors, and it just goes on from there, shipping the cows to the slaughterhouse, running the energy for the slaughterhouse, the meat packing, the packaging, again, putting it on trains, putting it on 18-wheelers, shipping it to the stores, the distribution centers, shipping it out to the individual retail stores. People are driving to the grocery store. It takes more money to get there. Even if you have the food delivered, they're having to tack on the money for their gas prices. So it all builds up. And then Kamala says, we'll just go out and we'll indict, say, some hamburger company or some store, and the feds will just decide, we can convince the jury that they're marking up this hamburger, let's say at HEB, 100%. Well, if they don't do that, they won't have money for the electricity and the crew and the whole damn place. You know how much hamburger you got to, I mean, you know, you got to sell a lot of stuff because everything costs more. And they'll just get a jury up and say, they were making 100%. You know, markup. They were getting, you know, on this, and the jury will say $50 million verdict, or they'll say you're going to jail. I'm not singling out HEB. That's, you know, the biggest grocery store chain in Texas. But that's how this works, people. And so blaming a gas station for high gas prices is just wild. And blaming a farm for what they sell there, it's just insane. And they know damn well what they've done cutting off the energy. And so Trump comes out and says, I will cut energy prices by 70%. And that means he's looked at the numbers, he believes he can do it. Notice he didn't say 100%, because energy prices are about 100% more than when he got kicked out of office almost four years ago. He knows there's so much inflation, he can't get rid of it all. So he gives you his best dead reckoning with the economist he talks to. He says, I can cut it by 70%. And Trump could do that. Because let me tell you, these oil companies and these guys have always been in bed with the government. They're strategic. They're used to following orders going back to World War II and World War I. I mean, you think those companies just sit there and no. When the real president tells them, here's all your permits and here's all the, and I'm going to take all these rules off of you and all this other stuff and you can do all this, but I want energy down. I want it down now. Well, they're just going to sell more and make their money back anyways. And when Trump says, hey, we're open for business again to the world, jobs and factories will flood back in. Because Trump is going to create economic incentives for them to be able to operate and be profitable here. Like all these U.S. makers that have gotten hundreds of billions of dollars in these bailouts. Going back to Obama, you know, Trump said, if you move the electric car companies to Mexico, when we already paid for you to do this with a subsidy, I'll put 100% tariff on that and there'll be a bloodbath. And they would shut it down immediately. So it's real simple. The globalists have set it up where America is not open for business. Cloud and pivot strategy on the grand scale to then make you believe that the capitalist system has failed when instead we have a crony capitalist system on top, a fascist system using communist tactics on the general public. Because the big banks have unlimited money. They're fighting the real economy. They're fighting farmers and ranchers and retail banks and people that produce products. They want to make things really bad because they can then consolidate it and vertically integrate. Everybody knows that. Banks don't make a lot of money, the big ones, when the farmers are doing great, do they? No. They want the land. They've always wanted the land. Now, there's always local banks that are owned by, everybody's cousin, and, they're actually there to make the community wealthy and successful. And sure, if somebody can't pay their bills, they'll take their property, but they're not trying to do it. But now, all we've got is these international banks that are buying up more single-family homes than single families are buying. And they're buying them to then jack up the prices by creating a monopoly or an oligopoly, a group of companies working together to create the same thing as a monopoly, which is what big tech has done until Musk came in with X. And he's only put a dent in it, but now there's not a total monopoly, an oligopoly of all these big companies, six or seven, working in tandem with total coordination. I mean, they admit they do that. When they banned me off everything in one day in 2018 in August, the head of Apple said, I convened our normal Saturday meeting that I have with the heads of big tech, and we decided Alex Jones shouldn't be on the air, and so we curated him like a museum piece and have decided he won't be available to you anymore. What an arrogant statement. He actually said that to Vice News. There's video. I played it probably 25 times. Want to see it again? If you're a new listener and you hear me saying this stuff, everything I'm saying is on record, okay? Bam, bam, bam. So, getting into the clips now, because I got a lot of the news I want to hit. It is so preposterous. It is so asinine. It is so ridiculous that she would get up there with a communist price-fixing program that every economist will tell you, not just Milton Friedman, who was the best. If you artificially make people sell a product for less and you just ham-fistedly do it, they'll have to sell it because they've already got the product, but they will cut what they then produce next because they don't have enough money for the full production or promotion or the things they're doing. Maybe they got to lay off crew, and now they downsize, and then across the industries they downsize, so what happens? Artificial scarcity is created, and what happens when there's less of something? Its price goes up. I mean, this is fifth grade economics. So when the globalists want to bring in price fixing, they already want to shut down the pipelines and the coal power plants and the oil drilling permits and the gas drilling permits. That's to shut the economy down and make you poor. They didn't do that because they thought that would help people. They didn't do it because they were dumb. Oh, these, I love Limbaugh, but he would always say, these environmentalist wackos, man, they're really dumb. No, they're not dumb. They're funded by the biggest banks in the world that want to shut down competition and make us poor to consolidate the economy. God almighty, this is all well thought out. By the big banks, Rothschilds, all of them are the ones pushing it. So, and again, Biden already tried price fixing. And he tried stuff bigger, but the Supreme Court struck it down, remember? The CDC can forgive all rents in perpetuity. Sounds great to people locked in their houses, but the globalists lock you in your houses. Then you don't have money, and they go, don't worry, 6 months, no rents. And then the people that own the companies, except, the big globalist companies, the big Berkshire Hathaways, oh, no, they weren't forgiving rents. The left was selectively doing it to small renters and people, and then not enforcing it against Berkshire Hathaway, you see. So they create a system where little renters, somebody that owns 100 units or even 500, that's a small person. You know, most people think of a small renter as having like one house or one apartment thing they do. But, you know, I mean, most of the small ones, you know, have hundreds of things they've got. They're still considered small. Oh, well, those people, you don't get your rent. But all the big corporations, they get their rent. Again, it's designed to vertically integrate and destroy the economy. It's Cloward and Piven on steroids. And it is just outrageous that she would get up there and say things like this. But this is what they're planning. Here she is.
We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families so that they have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead. Because while our economy is doing well by many measures, prices for everyday things like groceries are still too high. You know it and I know it. You know, when I was Attorney General, I went after price-fixing schemes. And when I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices. I will take on big corporations that engage in illegal price gouging. I will take on corporate landlords that unfairly raise rents on working families. I will take on Big Pharma and cap the cost of prescription drugs for all Americans and continue to bring manufacturing jobs back to America.
She's been in power for 3+, almost 4 years, but now she's going to do it. And if she did that, it would totally devastate the country. And you heard her with the rent fixing thing again. So they mean business. Now, here's Trump with the real solution. And I've broken down the numbers. I've had the experts on. Yeah, he can cut energy prices 70%. That would end the current inflation spike and even reverse some of it in the economy. I mean, it's already so bad. It's already so out of control. The stimulus packages were a big part of it when Trump was in, let's just be honest, but it got much worse under Biden. But yeah, no, it would mitigate it massively. You would see prices fall dramatically, starting with energy, 70% drop, and that would pass on everything else, 30% drop, which would erase the last 3 years of inflation. You'd still be paying too much. But would you actually like that? Would you actually like the real thing, or would you like more BS? Here's Trump.
By contrast, I'm announcing today that under my leadership, the United States will commit to the ambitious goal of slashing energy and electricity prices by half, at least half. We intend to slash prices by half within 12 months at a maximum 18 months. And if it doesn't work out, you'll say, oh, well, I voted for him. I still got him down a lot, but we're looking to do it. We're looking to cut him in half, and we think we'll be able to do better. And every single thing that I promised, I produced. Every single thing. You will never have had energy so low as you will under a certain gentleman known as Donald J. Trump. Have you heard of him? So we think your energy bills will be down by 50 to 70%. How good would that be for a thing called inflation? How good would that be?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can do 50. Probably not. He probably can do it, actually. Because we are the biggest energy producer in the world, but we got to get him in there. Man, you talk about evil. It's like Kamala doing the tie-breaking vote and pushing to hire 86,000 IRS agents to harass service workers and take more of their money, and then saying that she's going to get rid of taxes on tips. And now they're saying it's her idea. That's why Trump just came out. I got another clip here. He said, Kamala hasn't released her economic plan yet because she just wants to steal mine, which is what she'll do. She'll just say whatever he's saying and then do none of it, or actually do the opposite of it. Now let's talk about more Kamala BS. Here she is bragging and taking credit for the Afghan withdrawal, the worst U.S. retreat in history. I mean, this was the biggest rout ever, and she takes credit for it. Here it is.
President, Biden always said that he wants you to be the last person in the room, particularly for big decisions, just as he was for President Obama. He just made a really big decision, Afghanistan.
Yes.
Were you the last person in the room?
Yes.
And you feel comfortable?
I do.
She's a pinhead, folks. She doesn't even know what she's talking about. All right. Here is the Taliban 2 days ago held a parade with the $85 billion equipment that Biden left behind, including helicopter, gunships, you name it. Go ahead and roll it with audio. Tanks, armored trucks. Thousands of helicopters, hundreds of jets, billions of rounds of ammunition, millions of firearms. This is what O'Biden did. And now it's been reported by an incredible investigative journalist, Laura Logan, that and her high-level intel sources that she's interviewed, they're on record, that 70,000 terrorists in the last 2 years have now been trained in Afghanistan, and they got all the biometric software that the U.S. had so they can create fake passports. And the border's wide open. Two and two together, they're planning massive terror attacks inside the United States. They won't have to stage it like 9/11. They'll have the real thing. We've been completely set up. This is beyond treason. Roll that full screen again for people, the Taliban military parade. I mean, look at this. They are so proud of it. And, of course, do you see this on the national news here? No, you don't see it there. But, you know, the national news, ABC News used to have 30 million viewers a night. Now they got like 3 million. CNN used to have 10 million viewers a night. Now they got like 1 million, you know, per show, their best shows. So this show is bigger than any CNN show. In fact, their top five shows put together, conservatively. But again, oh, we're the alternative. We're not the big media. Still, people have that illusion in their mind. But we show everybody what the enemy's really up to. That's why people tune in by the millions. And if those millions will tell their friends, their family, their neighbors, and strangers about the show, we'll have millions more. And if they tell people about it, we'll have millions more. And pretty soon, 20, 30 million a day is 50 to 100 million a day. And that's why the globalists want to shut down, because Elon Musk reached over 1 billion people with his Monday interview for 2 hours with Trump. And of course, the system tried to overwhelm X. Our video feeds were going down. They attacked the living snot out of it, but it stayed up after a few problems. And the media spun that as a failure. No, that was the biggest interview ever. I mean, have you ever heard of an interview getting a billion viewers? A billion. A billion viewers. Boy, the Olympics would like that. You know, the Super Bowl's got 85 million. No wonder the left was so upset Trump went on there. He should do it again. I went on with Elon, 50 million conservatively. Tucker goes and interviews Putin, 200 million, 300 million last time I checked. So again, they are the dinosaur media. They're dead. But why don't we know that? Why don't we behave like that? Why are a lot of the Republicans still intimidated by corporate media? Who cares what they say? You want them to attack you. I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We were shot up. The operation's bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance 50-50 we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers, and these are the last runs of them unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with zinc and the rose hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go. We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been interviewing him for years since he was in the NBA and other big sporting events like MMA, exposing China having 3 million people in slave camps in China. And the NBA and others trying to stop him from doing that and the persecution of the Uyghurs. And then he ran for Congress, got a lot of attention, but didn't win. But now he's running for the Senate. He just won the primary. He is now the main person facing the Democrat. So this is a big deal. And I wanted to get an update from him. Now that Royce White wins Minnesota GOP Senate primary, set to face off against Amy Klobuchar. And then we're going to get his take, because I haven't talked to him in a few months. He's been very busy, about the attempted assassination of Trump, Ukraine openly invading Russia, NATO endorsing it, the open borders, just the insanity, and his view on where America is, this gaslighting, that Kamala's ahead in the polls. You look at the way the polls are being conducted and their systems, their methodology, and it's fake. They're oversampling Democrats. So they're clearly trying to steal again. You got top Democrats saying they're going to have a civil war if Trump wins. I mean, this is a crazy time to be alive, the most crazy, I think, in modern history. So I wanted to get Royce White, who's obviously been a co-host and host of the show some, And we've missed him here, but he's been busy on the successful campaign trail. And I encouraged him, and of course I didn't need to, you know, when he didn't win the congressional seat, to just aim higher. He did it. Popular podcaster. Royce White, you can find him at RoyceWhite.us and on X at Highway_30. Royce, they are really scared of you. You're smart. You're good looking. You're a real Minnesotan. I mean, they've got a real problem on their hands. So congratulations.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. And, you know, I first want to thank you for all your support over the years, your friendship, but more importantly, your leadership and your audience. I can't tell you when we're on the campaign trail out here in Minnesota and really when I'm all across the country, how many people say that they've watched me host InfoWars and they've seen us do interviews over the years, and it really impacted them and helped them in how they view the world. So you did the same for me, and I'm sure they're going to clip this and say, Royce White and extreme conspiracy theorist Alex Jones talk about their friendship in the latest interview. We invite that. We love that. You know, and we love elections. And like my great mentor and friend, Steve Bannon, who's unjustly incarcerated right now, says, we like elections. We're going to win elections, and we just proved that this week.
Well, I'm glad you went there because I was going to go there first. And it's not about you and I. It's about all of us. J.D. Vance, when he ran for Senate, said, I proudly say Alex Jones is better than corporate media. And Alex Jones is a truth teller. And Alex Jones is good. They later dug it up and acted like, oh, we found a secret tape. No, it's him on the campaign trail saying that. He didn't. And I met with him a while back. The point is that he didn't say that to pat me on the head. He said that to say, and he since said this, stop being intimidated by the corporate media. They have almost no viewers. Everyone hates them. Sure, some people see corporate media attack you and they think, okay, that guy's bad. But the majority know they're liars, and that's a good thing. If you're not being attacked, then you're not a rebel like Trump or yourself or I. I've seen the big international and national headlines. Royce White's friends with Alex Jones. You can't vote for him. Well, it doesn't seem like that works. People need to stop running away from the rebels. And running away from today's George Washingtons. They've got to embrace it. That's what the people want. That's what they're looking for. Stop being cucked by the dinosaur media. Can you speak to that?
Well, the first sign of it is right here in the Minnesota Republican Party. I mean, my opponent in the primary, who was kind of the runner-up in this face-off and was more of the establishment pick, you know, the old guard of Republicans here in the state, Norm Coleman, Tim Pawlenty, Rudy Boschewitz, and many others who I'm not trying to defame or, you know, we all got to work together now to try and get Trump across the finish line, obviously. But these people came out and endorsed my opponent. The only real public appeal or media outreach that Joe Frazier, my opponent, had was from the mainstream media, which tells you a lot about the mainstream media and our party, our movement. First, there are conservatives that they view as what they call more palatable or electable. And they thought it would be sufficient enough to convince the entire Minnesota Republican voter base to vote for this individual, but they just rejected it. And it's going to continue. The people have had a belly full of it. They understand now what they weren't able to see when you first started, when Steve first started his work with Breitbart and other people like that. Now everybody's got a real clear look at just how corrupt the mainstream media is. And that's why they're the most afraid. Because out of all of these primaries across the country, I have, let's say, planted a flag the furthest on the right, quote unquote, with, you know, firmly and safely with the conspiracy theorists, which is all gaslighting. But I planted that flag and I didn't have some big war chest to combat the smears from the mainstream media. And yet I still came out victorious. That means that the Minnesota Republican Party, the Republicans here in Minnesota or the voters here in Minnesota see through the smoke and mirrors. And that's really dangerous and scary for this establishment.
I mean, I totally agree. And that's what I've experienced. I see nothing but love now out in the public. And that's a gauge. But still, older people, nothing against them. We had a lot of older folks that listen who are way more awake than I am. But they're either super awake or super asleep. They still think the CNN and the New York Times matter. And they don't. We told you 2 years ago they blew up Nord Stream. Now they admit they blew up Nord Stream. I mean, it's real simple. We're 98% accurate. We try to tell the truth. Corporate media tries to lie on purpose. So it's like they're a joke.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, the biggest, the four issues that they've run against me. One, and this is the one that maybe offends me the most. They think that the public is so stupid, so uninformed, so busy with other things that they themselves have created with policy, like inflation, which is a a byproduct of government policy, and then they get you scrambling around like a Russian serf, so you can't really be in tune with all of the political information that you need for the most part. But the one that makes me the most upset is when I was 21 years old, I was drafted into the NBA, and I took a stand there on principle. I took a stand then on principle about mental health and the mental health policy, which at the time wasn't discussed by anybody, whether you were Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, in the middle, moderate, didn't matter. Mental health was the most taboo topic in all of politics. And everybody from either side of the uniparty mainstream media would come to the public and say, oh, you know, yeah, we agree this should be a bipartisan issue. But then you get a young 21-year-old who thinks for himself and is willing to say no to the money on principle. And they all agreed that mental health was a problem. We certainly see that today. And it's going to be a huge pillar of my campaign going forward, because I want the mainstream media to come out now on the record again and deny the importance of mental health and the advocacy needed to prioritize the human condition and the human mind. We're going to see where they fall on that issue too now. But over the time since I've been endorsed, I filed to run and I've been endorsed and now I've won this Senate, not one mainstream media outlet has acknowledged the pivotal role I played in trailblazing the mental health topic by fighting against the NBA and making sure that mental health was mentioned in their collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah, but you also triggered, single, I don't want to interrupt, you got that done. You also triggered the Uyghur debate, and they even had one of the owners of the team say, well, I don't care what Royce White says. I don't even think about the Uyghurs. I mean, what kind of...
we don't care about the Uyghurs. The Uyghurs don't matter. It doesn't even make my top priority. I mean, to think that a neocon, neoliberal, globalist establishment could sell human welfare and prosperity or justice or equality as the hallmark of their political ideology, and then turn a blind eye to the greatest genocide taking place right now, right out in the open? I mean, all it tells you, again, is that these people think you're stupid, they're willing to lie straight to your face, and they're really brazen and kind of, cocky about it. It's not just that we're going to lie to you. It's we're arrogant and cocky about it. It's, you know, you're so stupid, we can piss on you and tell you it's raining outside. Again, I go back to the mental health thing, because now their trope against me is, you know, he's got back child support, He has these FEC filing controversy. He was a BLM supporter, and he's an anti-Semite. These are their four go-to moves. And I want to take them piece by piece. I'll do it really quickly for you, Alex, if I can. Number one, and this ties to the NBA thing. I fought the NBA on mental health policy. They tried to blackball me because, hey, we don't want 21-year-old black men in this country thinking for themselves and talking about corporatism or corporate community, or what now we refer to as globalism. And there is no greater globalist company than NBA, than the NBA. Okay, so we don't want young men doing that, so we're going to strip him of his money. In fact, we'll even take him behind closed doors and tell him, you could be a great trailblazer and pioneer for the mental health topic, you're young, you're articulate, you're good looking, but nobody's going to listen to you if you don't play. Nobody will listen to you if we don't okay you or subsidize you. Well, that ended up not being true, but from that stemmed a little domino effect where I was actually court ordered to pay child support based on an NBA salary. And when I was no longer making NBA salary money, a family court judge, magistrate, or referee went in and determined that I should still be responsible to pay based on an NBA salary because I had the potential to make that money. And I accrued a bunch of arrears in a short window of time, because when it's $5,000 a month, doesn't take you long to be $100,000 behind in child support. And the mainstream media, this is the sole source of their attack on me. The next one, FEC filings. I had a guy who did the FEC filings improperly. We amended them. They tried to say it was $100,000. I misused or misappropriated of wires and checks. We provided the receipts for the wires and checks. And now all of a sudden they go quiet on that issue. Black Lives Matter. The only reason they try to frame me as a Black Lives Matter protester is to disenfranchise me to the MAGA and conservative movement, who have a very emotional connectivity to 2020 and what happened with George Floyd. Now that the primary is over and they know most Republicans are going to vote for me regardless because I'm on the ticket with Trump, now they're not going to go into the black community and say, hey, remember the guy who led protests, peaceful protests? I led peaceful protests because I saw Antifa and other people burning down our businesses in our own communities. And I said, hey, if you got a grievance, if you say that, the, you know, you want to improve policing, I get that. And as an American citizen,
you were a guest at the time. You weren't supporting the left. You were doing the opposite, going in there and trying to teach everybody what was really going on.
But Alex, this is how they gaslight them. I want to make this very, very clear here. Everybody who put on a Black Lives Matter T-shirt isn't a part of that organization. Everybody who wore a Black Lives Matter T-shirt doesn't understand the political agenda of that organization. Your average black person in this country, and I don't say this to be demeaning or disrespectful, doesn't understand the connection between Black Lives Matter, the organization,
and Soros,
and George Soros. And Soros, they don't understand that. They're not in tune with
that. But I had you on as a guest then because you were going into the communities as a friend and actually waking them up. And I get it now. They're trying to spin it like you were Black Lives Matter. But
well, I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example right here. I brought these. We brought these people onto the bridge. And my entire theme of our protest, our peaceful protest, where we led hundreds of thousands of people downtown Minneapolis, was number one, you should be peaceful. If you're not peaceful, it's a sign of your own lack of participation in the process and now resentment of the outcome. That was our message. And secondly, don't focus on the police precinct. That's a smokescreen. Let's go to the Federal Reserve. I'm probably the only politician, now politician, candidate.
I remember.
I'm not a politician. But I'm probably the only candidate in this country who can say they led thousands of people to the front door of the Federal Reserve. Okay, and as soon as the mainstream media realized that I, A, organized these protests independently, and B, brought people to the Federal Reserve, they didn't want any part of it. They didn't want any part of the message. And now, and I say this respectfully to everybody out there, the fight that many people now see coming from the left and the Marxists and all of this crazy LGBTQ stuff, many of the black men across this country and black people all across this country started fighting that agenda right there on that bridge. Black men like myself and other athletes who you can see standing around there aren't a part of BLM. They don't got BLM T-shirts on. These black men said, listen, we're not going to allow the LGBTQ to use the death of a black man to take the focus away from economic tyranny.
And now,
right there behind me.
And now Black Lives Matter.
Right there behind me over my shoulder across the bridge.
And now Black Lives Matter is falling apart. But let me give you some advice. You're a smart guy. But you're going to win this. Make it all about defeating the Democrats, bringing prosperity back. So what about the attacks? The corporate media doesn't matter. The Republicans are going to back you now. Trump's backing you. You're going to win and people get behind you. But I want to pick your brain now. You know, you've won. We'll get about the campaign side.
Before we go, Alex, you're my friend. You know, I love you. But no, we got to get this part clear. This country, and I say this with all due respect to all of the conservatives and patriots and American citizens out there, we have to understand that the and you know this better than anybody. I learned this from you. The greatest threat is not the opposition, it's the controlled opposition. And I say that because Donald Trump has even taken these same criticisms. Oh, he's not conservative enough. Oh, well, he used to fund Democrats, or oh, he's the controlled opposition, or blah, blah, blah. Now listen, we have a chance. We have a chance right now to redefine this country, to save this country by redefining our politics. But first, we have to redefine our party. We don't have to move from the principle. We hold the principle, but we damn sure have to bring people towards that principle. And if we think we can win this country and not go and take back the places that we conceded to the Marxists and the Satanists, we are only fooling ourselves. We Christians and patriots have Bibles and constitutions. You better get them out, and you better go down there in the belly of the beast. You better go into
those liberal universities. By the way, Royce, you're not leaving yet unless you got to go. No, no, I wanted to shift gears. Out of your campaign, we're going to support to the 35,000-foot view, so don't go. So let me ask the next question. How would you quantify what you're starting to do, the place and time we're at, and then the attempted assassination of Trump and what you think they're going to do next and what we should do?
Well, the attempted assassination of Trump, by all measures, from many of the people that I'm listening to, that I rely on, who has much better expertise about those sort of security matters than me, think that this somewhere, someplace, there was a concession to allow those shots to be taken.
A deliberate standout.
We have to continue to investigate that and find out exactly which treasonous traitors were involved in that assassination attempt. So my take on the assassination attempt more broadly is that it's an absolute miracle. Had Donald Trump been killed that day, we would be under martial law right now, and a generation of American citizens would have been scared to speak the truth. So praise be to God that that wasn't successful.
Amen.
Where we are right now in this country is, again, we have to heal this racial divide. Alex, you're not European. I'm not African. You're not European American. I'm not African American. They want us to uphold the entire safety of the European Union, defend the Ukraine more than our own border. That's why the theme of my campaign has been border debt forever wars. Close the borders. Stop getting, you know, stop accruing debt or pay back the debt and stop getting involved in forever wars. Very, very simple things we can stop on day one. We're American citizens. There's nothing wrong with being an American citizen, but in the history of America, they're using this racial divide, pit black versus white, while they make off with the green, while they make off with our money. And the only equality that really exists coming out of this neocon, neoliberal, neo-Marxist hegemony is that they will steal everybody's money equally. That's the only equality that
we're all targets. Exactly. We should come together. We're all targets.
Yes, absolutely. And now we are. Look, I saw a black woman this morning who talked about buying a food truck, and she had to sell her food truck, and she ended up selling it to an illegal immigrant who was given money to buy her food truck, and she can't even get a loan. She couldn't get a loan to keep her small business. This is a nation of shopkeepers and agrarian farmers, and they are so afraid that black men like me, who used to be brainwashed with the idea of white supremacy, but not white Democrats, only white Republicans or conservatives, black men like me are starting to stand up and see the scam and go, we're not playing anymore. We're not playing the game. We want citizenship. We want borders. We want to have a country. We want to have a nation of shopkeepers. We believe
because
in
it's yours as well. It's yours as well.
Yeah. And the Second Amendment, look, this nation, our founding fathers intended us to be a nation of shopkeepers and agrarian farmers protected by the Second Amendment, which created a safeguard against economic imperialism. And look at what's going on today. We're still defending Europe. You're not British. You're not British. You're not European. You're not a member of the Commonwealth. You're an American citizen. We fought a war to defect from the crown. You should not have to uphold the entire security of Europe or anybody else for that matter.
You're absolutely right. Why don't you elaborate on this? If they would have killed Trump, they were going to do false flags guaranteed to create a racial divide. They'd already pre-programmed that, and we'd be in hell right now. I think they're going to try again. It's one of their only moves. Or they might kill Kamala and claim a white supremacist did it. I mean, I'm looking into how they operate. I'm really concerned. What do you think they're going to do?
Well, I mean, all the chips are up on the bar now. Their plan was to advance the technology far enough where they could manufacture the consent of the American public through VR and artificial intelligence. They're a tad bit behind schedule. Now, social media has done them a great leap in that endeavor, but they still haven't gotten the technology to the place where they can completely bypass the American political process. That was their plan. They're way behind schedule. All they have in its place is racial division. And I pose the greatest threat. And now Minnesota is going to be ground zero for the entire American election. Governor Waltz is the VP. They're going to kick up the smoke and dust about 2020 and George Floyd. And I'm sure somebody will get killed by a cop and there'll be protests and riots. And then they'll bring the Democrats funded by Soros out to say, you better vote Democrat or else the white people are going to kill you. I mean, the white liberal women here in Minnesota, they tell me that the cops are the KKK. The KKK are afoot. But I should call the police when the KKK show up and give them my Second Amendment rights. Look, you don't want to have a gun. The KKK is all, you know, is afoot. They're everywhere. But give up your gun rights. I mean, these people are so brazen in their lies and BS. It has no choice but
I totally agree. We're out of time. I'd love for you to host the show or come back on soon for a full hour. But in closing, we've got about 2 minutes left. This is a big deal that the whole Republican establishment, the media against you, you won by a good margin. There's a very good shot at you becoming the junior senator from Minnesota. How do we get behind you? What do we do, Royce White? Hopefully Trump's been calling you. Hopefully they're realizing, how articulate and smart you are. I mean, you really should be the poster man out there with Republicans. Trump needs to get you at his rallies right now.
Well, I appreciate that. And we've been in contact with Team Trump, and we hope that we can coordinate with them in any way that can help him get across the finish line. I support him unequivocally, and it's him, but it's also the ideas, not his flaws or personal background, any of that nonsense. It's the ideas. You can go to RoyceWhite.us. That's our campaign website. And we got a lot of things coming in the next week, in the next couple of days, to sort of launch this next 80-day sprint towards November to help myself and Donald Trump. But before I go, I just want to thank you. And I have so much respect and admiration for the work you've done. And there isn't a neocon, neoliberal, globalist puppet that could ever get me to deny my love for you and respect for the work you've done in the entire InfoWars audience. And what it's meant to this country over history.
Well, Royce, thank you. But you've got the victor spirit. We're going to win. And I mean, they're going to try to steal it from you. But people just got to get out there and support you. And they got to support Trump. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Congratulations.
God bless, brother. Love you, man.
Love you, too. All right. Powerful interview. Naomi Wolf's popping back in. She got censored after she came on with Robert Barnes. I've got the Nord Stream news, a key report I cut this morning. We're going to premiere here. I've got the pandemic 2.0. It's all coming up. But listen, InfoWars is the tip of the spear. And anybody like Royce White that goes around the country, he gets mobbed by our listeners. We're his main support. You are. You're great. I love you. But this focal point could go away. God loves to keep me hungry, man. We're right on the edge of red and black. We have great products you need. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and the 1,000-milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. So good for your whole body, for your focus, for your libido, for your energy, for your immune system. Be sure and get that at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Be sure and get the limited edition Trump Bulletproof Fight, Fight, Fight shirt. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric, again, back in stock. There's the InfoWars MD line of products that are so amazing. The CBD gummies that don't get you high, folks. They're really good for your joints and inflammation, your whole body. The prostate support, the Joint Relief Max Pain Reliever, Nerve Renew, Good Night Sleep. It's all the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, we're in a war. We're proven to be one of the main operations against the enemy that's the most successful. So I humbly ask you, get great products. At the same time, back us because we back you and we will not give up. We will not sell out. We will not back down, but we could give out. I need your support, InfoWarsStore.com. And separately, our great sponsor that helps fund the operation, my dad's company, ships right out of Texas as well. All the nano silver products, the colloidal silver, all the incredible, a bunch of other great supplements, Next Level Financial Energy. It's not a stimulant. There's no letdown. It just cleans out your cells. It's got known compounds, scientifically proven that do this. And I'm not the only one selling methylfolate, folks. It's been hot for 5 years, but it's the breakdown of folic acid. But then we have a known combo of other ingredients that put it into the cells. Next Level Foundational Energy. You know, Popeye's strong to the finish. He eats a spinach, but most people can't absorb what is in the spinach properly, the folic acid. This is the breakdown that processes 100% in the cells. So Next Level Foundational Energy is selling out. There's still some left. Discounted at drjonesnaturals.com. Check out the other great products. Quick update from Naomi Wolf about her being censored, and then so much more straight ahead. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come out with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said, it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said, 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid, and it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big 4 horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get t-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.